time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our PT listeners on the phone. He or she listens to Bruce play the Piano Puzzler and then tries to do two things: name the hidden tune and name the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Matthew Johnson is on the phone from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Matthew, welcome.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, very nice to have you playing the Piano Puzzler this week. Matthew, what role does music play in your life?
I started singing at an early age. My mom started me on the piano about the same time. Of course, being a reluctant child, I guess convinced her that I did want to play, regretfully. In high school, I really developed a love for classical music. I think at about that same time, I learned to play trumpet and guitar and double bass. Went on to get a graduate degree in music theory. Learned euphonium and mandolin.
A one-man band.
Something like that, I guess. And right now, my wife and I, we're very involved in music theater. We play and sing at our church. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I compose a little bit on the side, too.
Wow. So music is your life, basically.
Yes.
Well, we're honored to have you playing the Piano Puzzler this week. Bruce will play for us in just a moment. Then your job will be to try to name the hidden tune and name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And Matthew, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck on either the composer or the tune, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
All right, sounds great.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Interesting. So, Matthew, what do you think?
Well, I would definitely say that is in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Correct.
Okay, well
got,
done.
Got that out of the way.
Wow.
I want to say that that is one of his preludes from the Well-Tempered Clavier.
It is, except it's got a lot of different notes, but yeah.
Yeah. It's a variation on that. As far as the tune, and I knew that this was going to happen, I'm really stumped.
Well, I think you might know this tune, so I'm going to try to bring it out even more. It's actually a tricky one in that the tune is really embedded into that movement in the right hand.
Right.
So it's there, but so are a lot of other notes. So I'll try to bring it out a little more. I know it's tricky, but I think you do know this tune. So let me give it another shot.
Okay.
Right here, it changes a little bit, but this is still part of the tune.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying there. It was not easy to bring the tune out and play the other parts softly. It's kind of tricky.
Right.
But. So right at the beginning, the first measure is by Bach. But then...
I think it's from Porgy and Bess.
It is.
I've
got
plenty of nothing.
There you go.
Nothing.
That's
funny.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I got plenty of nothing.
Okay.
Now, Matthew, you've got that beautiful singing voice. I want to hear you sing that line one more time.
I've got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me.
That's great. A tune by George Gershwin from Porgy and Bess, interpolated into a Bach prelude from the Well-Tempered Clavier. The A major prelude, was that the one?
G major.
G major prelude.
It's actually, if you want to find it, it's number 15 from book two.
From book two of the Well-Tempered Clavier. Well, Matthew Johnson, very well done. You recognize the style of Bach right away, the keyboard style of Bach right away, and found your way to that tune by Gershwin that was embedded with the Bach. Now that we know that it's I Got Plenty of Nothing in the style of Bach, Bruce, can we hear this one more time?
I'll give it a shot.
Sounds so obvious now.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is. It's a strange phenomenon. Once you know something, you see it.
Yeah. Matthew, that was so well done. You named Bach right away. You got the tune. Very nicely done with this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. Bruce, that was a very lovely arrangement.
Thank you. Thank you. It was fun to do.
Matthew Johnson from Chattanooga, Tennessee. When you're not calling up to play on the air, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
90.5 WSMC Collegedale.
Matthew Johnson from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thanks, Fred.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.